Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome. David Baker, your host for the Wisdom for Life podcast. We're glad that you're here. Got another episode. By the way, we just went over 100. Wow. 100 episodes. Didn't realize it last Friday. My wife and I did one on teen dating, and that was the 100th episode. So that's pretty amazing. We've been doing this almost a year. We started off weekly and then went to daily. And Tuesday and Thursday are short. Monday is on children. Friday is on marriage, family. And then Wednesday is the regular one, which is where we are today. So we've got the full gamut of things to be able to help and to give you. Looking forward to that. First, if you if you could, email us, askpastorbaker@gmail.com if you have a question for us. And then like us, give us a good review. You can find us on YouTube, Rumble, Wisdom for Life podcast, and the website, the same. And then Facebook, David Mark Baker. All right, first, with the lesson, going to talk about a number one worker. This is for children or for you. Either way, it'll help. But a number one worker, very, very, very important. First, we want to learn you something. Got a joke, something we love and hate. I got a quote for you, Bible trivia, and a gift. So, this was not as good, but interesting. We always hear about feed the pigeons, feed the pigeons, feed the pigeons. Well, guess what? It's illegal now. You might think throwing a little bread or cracker to the birds is a nice thing to do, but in San Francisco and New York, it can get you in trouble. It's illegal to feed the pigeons on the streets or the sidewalks of the California city. San Francisco Public Works Department explains there are dozens of reasons why you shouldn't be feeding our flying friends, but mainly feeding pigeons harms our neighborhoods and also harms the birds. Isn't that horrible? You can't feed the pigeons. I wondered, so I looked up New York, and yes, a new code there. You're not allowed to feed the pigeons in New York City. I don't know if they'll arrest you for it, but you're not allowed. So, did you know that? All right. So the joke, these are 10 things you'll hardly ever hear in church. 10 things you'll hardly ever hear in church. All right, here we go. Number one, hey, it's my turn to sit in the front pew. Now, this isn't our church. Our church, they fight to sit in the front pew. Both front pews are almost packed every Sunday. And so, but many of them, oh, you'll hardly ever hear that. All right. I was so enthralled, Pastor, with your sermon, I didn't even notice it went 25 minutes overtime. Amen. How many people would notice that? How about this one? Personally, I find witnessing much more enjoyable than golf, which I do, but not many people do. How about this one? I've decided to give our church the $500 a month I used to send to the TV evangelist. If you're sending money to a TV evangelist, that's not good. Send it to your local church so you can watch where it's being used. How about this one? I volunteered to be the permit teacher for the junior high Sunday school class department. Junior hires get a bad rap, don't they? We have people that love to teach our junior high. And number six, forget about the denominational minimal salary. Let's pay our pastor so he can live like we do. Okay, again, hardly, but our church takes great care, and we appreciate that. How about this? I love it when we sing hymns I've never heard before. I think most people don't like that. Anytime it's a new hymn we want to learn, I will sing just the first verse 2 or 3 times and let people get the hang of it. And it's not so bad that way. If you just sing it through the first time, you don't know it, you're trying to read new words and trying to figure out what the new melody is, it's harder. But to sing it the same verse 2 or 3 times in a row, people usually get it and can enjoy it. So that's good. How about this one? Since we're all here early, let's start the service early. Okay. I don't think I've ever heard that one, and I don't know any church where we're all here early. How about this one? I think it's a good one. It ought to be used often. Pastor, we'd like to send you to this Bible seminar in the Bahamas. Yes, I hardly hear that. And then this one, nothing inspires and strengthens my commitment like our annual stewardship campaign. Stewardship campaign is when they're trying to get your money, you know, those money-grabbing preachers trying to take your money. That's what I grew up hearing, so that's why I laugh about it. All right, things I love. You know what I love? A good preacher's fellowship. I got to go to one today. A bunch of preachers got together and encouraged each other, ate a meal, prayed for each other, and got to hear some preaching and got to meet some new guys and some old friends. So that's encouragement. I love that. That's a good thing. Things I hate, people that sow discord among the brethren, okay? Sowing discord among the brethren, especially false doctrine. False doctrine. Some knuckleheads that have this podcast, and two of them went to college where I did. One went to college where some of my kids went. Just knuckleheaded doctrine, just crazy. And so, by the way, we've addressed that. So I've started a new podcast. This one's going to keep going. This one, as you know, is mostly on the family and to give you spiritual truths. But we've done one more for preachers, but any Christian can listen to it. And it's called the Fundamental Baptist Podcast, the Fundamental Baptist Podcast. You can find it on Facebook and find the links there. It's not on Apple right now because Apple is not working well. And so it says it's on there. But then when you go, it said it's not in the U.S. store. And then when I've looked that up, other people have had that problem also. But it's on Google Podcasts and Spotify and most of the other ones, or you can just go to Podbean, and it's called the Fundamental Baptist Podcast, if you would like to do that. There are three or four episodes up there, and we deal with some of this people, doctrine, sowing discord, teaching false doctrine. I don't care for that. So, all right, here we go. Here's a quote. Remember my favorite one? Abraham Lincoln said, "Remember, not everything you read on the internet is true." I love to use that with people because, you know, like, okay, Abraham Lincoln, yeah, yeah. And then it just, what? They say, oh, okay, all right. It's the tongue-in-cheek Abraham Lincoln saying it. The internet wasn't there then. All right, here's a quote today. You ready? Veni, vidi, vici. You got that? Okay. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it right. It's a Latin phrase popularly attributed to Julius Caesar. It sounds like he's ordering for Starbucks, right? Okay. What it means is, I came, I saw, I conquered. Okay. Attributed to Julius Caesar. Latin is veni, vidi, vici, or however you pronounce that. I came, I saw, I conquered. So there's your quote for the day. All right, let's see. Bible trivia, where did we get to? All right, the last time, very, very simple. How many plagues are there in the Exodus? In Exodus? 10 plagues. All right, this one, embarrassingly simple also. What's the longest chapter in the Bible? What's the longest chapter in the Bible? Okay, so if you want to send that in, askpastorbaker@gmail.com. All right, the lesson for today, it's short and simple, sweet, amazing. It'll help you. It'll help your children. I encourage you to live it and then to teach this to your children. It's called the number one worker. Okay, it's called the number one worker. We divided it up when we taught our children how to work into four types of workers. Okay, you ready? Be short, sweet, but powerful. Use this for you. Teach this for your children. Okay, you will want to write this down. I'll repeat it enough. You could probably get it in your brain. It's pretty simple, but you definitely want to know it so you can have it and teach it to your children. So a number four worker, what is that? Number four worker is someone who won't work. Tell them what to do and they won't do it. That's lazy. Okay. That's the worst kind of worker, and they will never keep a job. Okay. Never keep a job. And you teach this when your children, you tell them what to do and they don't do it, then you help them. Okay. Let's play this a few years forward. You're 12 right now. Let's go forward 10 years. Not a long time. You're 22. Your boss tells you what to do and you don't do it. Now what happens? Oh, now you get fired. Oh, yeah, now you don't have money to pay the rent. Now you don't have a place to live. Now you don't have money to pay for your car. Now you don't have a place to live. Now you don't have anything to drive. Congratulations, because you are a number four worker. Son, do you want to be a number four worker? No, sir. So when we tell you to do something, what do? We do it right away, okay? There's a kid song. It's a Pet Shop Pirate. I will obey the first time I'm told. I will obey right away. Never asking why, never with a sigh. I will obey right away. Anyway, it's a kid's song. You can tell I don't sing it often. My kids do. It's a cute little song. I will obey right away. Never asking why, never with a sigh. I think that's the first that we've sung on the podcast. And after that rendition, probably the last. So anyway, but a number four worker, okay, not a good worker. Teach that your kids. Never, ever be that. Number three worker, they'll do what they're told, and then you have to go find them. Oh, boy, how many times have you seen people like that? They do what they're told, then you have to go find them. Where are they at? Can't find them. Don't know what they're doing. They're on the phone. They're in the bathroom. They're playing. They're out somewhere else. They're doing something else, okay? Don't be that kind of worker. And by the way, you should start teaching to your kids when they're 3, 4, 5, 6. And so they do what they're told, but then you have to go find them again to get them to do something else. That's not a good worker. In a really good economy where they need a lot of workers, they may keep a job, but they'll never go anywhere with it. In a bad economy, they won't have a job. They're not going to pay somebody like that. Okay? They're just not going to. So they don't want to be a number three worker. Number two worker, okay? Good worker. They do what they're told, and when they're done, they come back and say, okay, boss, that's done. What next? That's a good worker. That person will always have a job. Even if the business goes down, they can get a job somewhere else because they work hard. They do what they're told, and they come back and say, all right, boss, that's done. What next? Great spirit, great attitude, ready to work. Hey, you've been paid for 8 hours. Work 8 hours. How many times have you seen somebody work 8 hours when they get paid for 8 hours? Oh, we get a lunch break. Okay. And we leave 15 minutes early to it, and we come back 15 minutes late from it, and then we got to go to the restroom one time, and oh, between then, we got to get a smoke. I worked for a DuPont company with my dad as a summer job. And I came home after the first day or the first week. I said, Dad, out of the 8 hours those guys are there, I'm sure they don't even work 3 hours. He said, yep, you're right. Sad. Union protected. Okay, not a good life. So number two worker, they do what they're told. And they come back and say, all right, boss, that's done. What next? Okay, teach your children to be that way. Anytime you have them do something, have them come back. Say, okay, that's done. Report it. It's done. Do you need anything else? No. Nope. Okay, thank you. Have them have that attitude. That attitude will help them the rest of their life. But what we want to be is the number one worker. What's better than that? A number one worker, they do what they're told, but listen carefully, most of the time, they don't have to be told. They look around and see what needs to be done, and they do it. They look around to see what needs to be done, and they do it. By the way, when your kids are little, even 3, 4, and 5, teach them this. Go into a room and take 3 or 4 things and mess them up. Put things where they're not supposed to be. Leave a piece of paper on the floor. Put a book sideways, not supposed to be there. Turn the curtain the wrong way. Or do something where they have to come in and look and tell them, there's 5 things in this room that are out of place. What are they? Can you find them? If you can find them, you're going to get an award, a prize, piece of candy, M&M, whatever you do. So they come in there and they look and they see what needs to be done. Guess what? It's fun. It's a game. They enjoy it. Now they have a habit of that. A habit of that. At our church, if I see something on the ground, I pick it up. That's the church I pastor. I don't want that on the ground. The other day, I was at a church visiting, and I looked down, and there was somebody had brought food into the auditorium, and there was a piece of food that was on the ground. It hadn't been stepped on yet or ground under the carpet, so I picked it up, carried it, and threw it away in the trash. I don't know if anybody saw, and I don't care. That's not why I did it. And I'm only telling you because that's what happens when you become a number one worker. No one has to tell you what to do. You look for what needs to be done, and you do it yourself, okay? And now, what do we call that person? If you teach that to your children, we call them boss. We call them owner. We call them supervisor. We call them in charge. How come? Because everybody would love to have someone who works for them who doesn't have to be told what to do. They look for what needs to be done, and they do it. That's the best worker. You got that? All right, number four, they won't do what they're told. Number three, they do it, but then you got to go find them. Number two, they do it, and they come back. All right, that's done. What next? Number one worker, you don't have to tell them what to do. They look for what needs to be done, and they do it, okay? That's the best worker. Teach your children to be that kind of a worker. Some of you maybe have heard this before, and I probably will mention it on a podcast in the past, and I'll probably mention it on a podcast in the future. It's that good to be, oh, yeah, I need to do that. Write it down. Put it on your refrigerator. Teach them that. Train them to be that number one worker. And if you do, you will rear some amazing kids. Okay? Final on that note, I'm going to mention this often in the podcast coming up, and would love to be able to help. I've got a children's program that is awesome, amazing, to help people with all the issues with children that they have. We have 11 children ourselves, and we've counseled hundreds of children. And so if you've got a problem with kids and you need help, I would love to give you a free one-on-one coaching session for you, you and your family, you and your husband, you and your child, whatever. Probably just best the first time to do just you with me. So you can go to fixfamilies.com, and go down where it has the, I was going to say the obituary. No, it's not the obituary. Okay, it's the biography. There's a little link in there to click, and you can set up a free one-on-one. We'd love to help you with your kids. You got teenagers, you got children going the wrong direction or making some bad decisions and you need some help. I would love to be able to help you with your kids. Go to fixfamilies.com, scroll down to the biography, and on the bottom, click a link, and you can set up a one-on-one for free, and we'd love to help you. All right. Hey, God bless you. You know the drill. Be kind to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time, and get wisdom. It is the principal thing. God bless you.